This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
Well, it's Thursday, and that means we're close enough to the weekend to start making plans. And joining us now with some of her ideas is June Wolfe, arts reporter for the Boston Globe. Great to see you again, June.
Hi, Meghna.
So what's your first pick for us today?
Well, first up are jazz legends Chick Corea and Gary Burton. They will be performing at Symphony Hall on Sunday. Corea, as most folks know, is a keyboard virtuoso, and Burton is a vibraphonist. Between the two of them, believe it or not, they have 24 Grammys. And interestingly, Corea broke into the jazz scene as an apprentice working with some kind of obscure jazz great named Miles Davis. And Burton made his recording debut with guitarist Chet Atkins. So Sunday's performance is going to feature songs from an album they just did together called Hut House. It's a collection of new renditions of old standards by everyone from Kurt Weill to Lennon and McCartney. So we're going to hear a bit of their version of the Beatles song, Eleanor Rigby.
And June, I understand that Chick Corea and Gary Burton are also going to be joined by some string players on Sunday as well.
Yeah, that's right. Not just any string players, Meghna. They'll be accompanied by the Harlem String Quartet, which is the resident ensemble in New England Conservatory's professional string quartet program.
So that's Chick Corea and Gary Burton's Hot House Tour with the Harlem Ensemble, taking place this Sunday at Symphony Hall. So what's your next pick for us, June?
Well, next up is the Lara Lubavitch Dance Company, and they're going to be performing tomorrow night at the City Schubert Theater. Lara Lubavitch is truly a Renaissance man of choreography. He's done everything from the musical staging of Into the Woods on Broadway to Walt Disney's stage version of The Hunchback of Notre Dame to choreographing ice skating routines for Olympic gold medalists like Peggy Fleming and Dorothy Hamill.
So if you need dance put on ice, he's your guy, essentially. I was surprised to learn that his background is actually in visual arts and gymnastics. Here's a clip from a talk at Jacob's Pillow last year talking about his introduction to dance in college.
When I went to University of Iowa, I met a woman there who was looking for dancers. She came to the gymnastics team and actually said, is there anyone who wants to lift some women around?
Is that like a binder full of women?
I was wondering which one of us was going to go there. But will we expect to see some of that flair and style on Friday night?
Well, I bet you will. The performance will feature a stunning piece called Crisis Variations, and it's been described as a, quote, action painting, unquote, and features an original score of music. So there is a lot to look forward to.
So that's the Lara Lubavitch Dance Company performing tomorrow night at the City Schubert Theater. June, I've got a pick today, and it takes us back into the world of music, but this time classical music. You want to hear a little more? Well, it is the Boston Classical Orchestra, and performing this Saturday at Faneuil Hall. Now, Faneuil Hall isn't normally thought of as a music venue these days, understandably, but here's the orchestra's conductor, Steve Lipsett, explaining why he actually thinks Faneuil Hall is one of the best places in town to hear classical music.
The thrill of hearing a Beethoven symphony in this 700-seat hall, where the most distant seat from the orchestra is probably like being at the other end of a good-sized living room.
And so when he puts it that way, it makes me want to see a lot more music
right.
at Faneuil Hall.
Right.
But the Boston Classical Orchestra will be playing Beethoven's Egmont Overture, which you're hearing right now. They'll also be playing some Brahms and Bizet. And maybe the best thing about this concert is that it's free.
Mm.
So that's my pick. It's the Boston Classical Orchestra this Saturday at 3 o'clock in Faneuil Hall. June, we've got time for one more today. What's it going to be?
Well, my last pick is actually two exhibits at the Museum of Fine Arts featuring the work of renowned fashion photographer Mario Testino, who contributes to Vogue and Vanity Fair, among other things. One exhibit is called In Your Face, and you'll see a lot of familiar faces like Nicole Kidman, Gwyneth Paltrow, Mick Jagger, Madonna, Lady Gaga. These are just a few of the celebrities who have posed for Testino. And even if you're not a huge fan of any of those celebrities, you'll be struck by the sheer elegance of his images. The other one is called British Royal Portraits, and it is just that. It features photos of Queen Elizabeth, Prince Edward, Lady Di, and of course, Prince William and Kate Middleton. And I wanted to say that I went to Wednesday night's preview, and I was really struck by the contrast between the two shows. So In Your Face, you get that bold, glitzy, bigger-than-life selection throughout three or four rooms of a gallery of all these famous people that we talked about. And then if you go down a hallway, you go into to see the British royal portraits, and it's very different. It's very intimate, very small. And those folks have their clothes on.
And I have to say, I think perhaps nowhere else in the world right now can you see Lady Gaga and Lady Di. Am I right?
You are right.
So how long are the exhibits open?
Well, In Your Face is running until early February, and the British Royal Portraits will be open all the way until June.
That sounds so fantastic. So that's the photography of Mario Testino at the MFA opening this Sunday. June Wolf, arts reporter for the Boston Globe, thanks so much as always for your picks.
Oh, my pleasure.
You can find more information about all our picks at radioboston.org.